for Geelong Marine World. Powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Jason Doherty might want to have one of our favourites here on K-Rock Football in the former Grovedale superstar, Brian Myers.
I certainly have. He's down here in the rooms after being spoken to by the coaching staff. It's all very much Media Street now, and Brian's joined us on K-Rock Football again. We spoke to you a few weeks ago at the Cattery, and it's an amazing effort for you. Number one rated on the ground, I hear, too, for you tonight. An amazing preliminary final for Brian Myers.
It was just... I don't want to be cliche, but it was a really good team performance, and a lot of boys got a lot of good licks tonight, and got a good looks, and it was really fun out there, and we definitely played a lot better than we did 2 weeks ago, and hopefully we can roll that into next week.
What did Chris and the coaches have to say to you in the rooms just then about preparing for next week?
Oh, it's pretty much just enjoy it tonight, but tomorrow watch the game, and tonight won't really matter if we lose next week, so my focus is next week already, and a few boys might enjoy it a little bit more than I do, but we're all going to look forward to next week as of tomorrow.
Grime, Kingy, Benny Cass, Nealty and Brenton Sanderson talking to you from the K-Rock box. So well done, young man. Congratulations. Was there a time during the game where you got to think, gee, we're off to a grand final, and you got to sort of enjoy the remaining quarter and a bit of the contest?
Thanks, gang. And the last quarter, you'd probably, when you're 11 goals off, you're probably thinking about, we probably won this one. And My thought was really just don't get injured, so I really didn't want to miss next week, and so I just kind of stayed away from those tough packs in that last little bit, play on the wing, and then but I did enjoy it out there. It was really fun, and watching like some of the boys get on end of some streaming towards goal was awesome.
Yep, your performance against Collingwood, how did you rate it, and did you think there was just some areas that you were off against the Magpies that you worked on over the last couple of weeks to make sure you were on all cylinders tonight?
Yeah, as a team, we didn't play our way. And as a forward line, we just weren't connected as what we have been and as we were tonight. Individually, I just didn't get too many contests as I would have liked. And I felt I used the ball right when I got it, but I just didn't get enough of it or impact enough in other areas. But the coaching staff, we looked at that and we came away from that not very happy, which was a great way to be for 2 weeks when you're trying to rectify a game that you won. Is pretty good, and we came out tonight and fired on a lot of cylinders.
Grime, Nealty here, mate. Well done and good luck for next week. Hey, mate, we thought the performance of yourself and the rest of the small, medium-sized forwards was just outstanding tonight. You really made the Brisbane defenders defend. You were taking them up the ground. And a lot of that run and carry that we were talking about, that just all fell into place this evening. Is that how you saw it?
Yeah, thank you, Nealty. And yeah, definitely. We're so much better when we kind of use us, not being just wanting to get the ball, but just it gives us good looks going inside forward 50. If they're using us, our defenders are defending us instead of getting into one of the holes of the Hawks and Jezzers, and it gives them good looks. And tonight we're really connected both defensively and offensively, and we use the ball well, which is the main thing.
Mate, and just leading into this week, just so you know, we won't be offended if we don't see you around the basketball courts this week. I reckon you stay away, and we'll see you after you win the grand final, mate, all right?
No, my boys lost their first game in 2 years the other night. I was shattered. I was coaching them, and I was broken on the bench. Maybe not want to lose this week.
No, I think it might make up for that, mate.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, speaking with Grime Myers. He's Brenton Sanderson on K-Rock Footy.
Yeah, Grime, congratulations. I mean, this is obviously what you play for, this opportunity as a young footballer to play in an AFL grand final. It's almost impossible not to dream about next week before you get through the prelim. How was this week for you, knowing that you just had to get this one in the bank before you could prepare for an AFL grand final?
Yeah, thank you, Brenton. And I've been thinking about it all year. Since week one, I wasn't when I was coming back from injury, I was thinking about it. And I knew what the team was capable of. And I've never been scared to dream. And I've been blessed playing in two prelims and a grand final in my first 3 years. And now, hopefully, another grand final next week. Well, obviously, we'll make it. But hopefully, I'm playing. And
I think you're right.
But, yeah, I've been very, very blessed of where I am. And I'm in such a good team. And I've definitely thought about it. But we're kind of going with that next moment mentality this year, and right now we've ticked over this one. It's next moment now, and that's next moment is preparing well, both every day and getting over next week.
And I think what Geelong do really well, obviously they've been in this situation a lot, is sharing the load this week. So you'll probably find, and perhaps it was in the meeting you've just come out of, is the media team will expect, like, every player will do maybe one or a maximum of two appearances. It won't be left just to the leaders. Like, you won't see Selwood like doing everything this week, or Hawkins doing everything. You know, the club will ask almost every player to do at least one or two media appearances, but you have to obviously enjoy this week too, don't you?
Yeah, you gotta take it all in, really. Like, you don't get this opportunity much in your lifetime and or ever. So I'm very blessed to be in this position. I'll enjoy it, but I'll be very focused on playing well, because you can enjoy it a lot more if you win next week.
Oh, Grine, it's Benny Cass.
What's this going to come from?
There we go. Do you think that Ross Crichton will be having a sudathon tonight after that?
He's probably already halfway through, yeah.
Oh, he's in the midst of an enormous sudathon, I would have thought. But, no, look, well done, mate. I haven't got any footy questions for you. But
I know.
You've had 22 touches, 17 have hit the target, and a couple of snags, and... as you said, it's fair enough to dream, and you're there. So well done from everybody here, and we really look forward to seeing the team run out next week.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate all your support.
Brian, how much are you looking forward to playing it on the G? Like, Gabba, 35,000 fans compared to MCG, 100,000 fans. It's got a different ring to it, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. Well, I remember last year, the year before, we were in the grand final. There was no parade. There was absolutely nothing. I remember sitting in my hotel for 6 days straight leading into the grand final, thinking, this isn't really what I thought it would be like. But being grateful to be in both situations, and hopefully I can take it all in and perform next week.
You're going to be on a boat on the river, Grind, so, you know, I don't know what's going to happen there. How do you go? You don't get seasick, do you?
Are you serious? Like, is that actually true?
No, I think the parade is...
No, it's true, yeah. They're gonna do boats down the Yarra, I think, for the grand final parade, yeah.
So you have to all have individual boats, and you've got to drive them speed boats like the shot over jet in New Zealand. And you're going to go down about 300 kilometres an hour.
Come on, so. Kingy, you're my favourite this week, not fucking Benny.
That was Joel.
There we go.
That was Joel.
That's three in a row.
It's
a family show.
Hang
here,
on,
Joel. Time is it?
Just a drive-by, that's all.
Was
just
a drive. Yeah. Grind.
Did our rating just go up? We went from PG to MA.
They cancelled.
I don't know where to go. Grind, good luck, mate. We're at for you. Obviously, you know, you've had the full support of the Carrick boys over the journey, right from the moment you, of course, from the time you were tearing it up for Grovedale through the Falcons. And we hope we're talking to Grind Myers' premiership player next Saturday afternoon. Well done.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Grind Myers. What just happened?
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.